Talking today with Don Close, Rabobank, and talking about the rebuilding of the U.S. mama cow herd. And Don, this is you basically have put together a report, kind of an update on where we stand right now within this situation of rebuilding. This has been something that really has captivated a lot of folks, a lot of discussion within the industry about this over the last couple 3 years, really since we got into drought, I guess.
That is true, and I don't know that I recall a time when there has been so much media attention and discussion over a mid-year cattle inventory report, but it certainly drew the attraction this year.
Now, you know, when we think about 2014, it seems like we really started seeing signs that we were getting aggressive finally. Mother Nature was finally letting us do some of the things we needed to do to start rebuilding this herd.
That's exactly right, Ron. And what we've tried to do is take a longer-term view. We based a lot of this work off of production models, and really we're trying to look out to what this U.S. beef cow herd could look like all the way to the year 2020.
As you did this research, as you took a look where we are right now and kind of a snapshot basis, what do you really see? What jumped out at you?
There's two real avenues of this report. The first one is okay, if the herd rebuilding has gone on to the extent that we've already discussed, what is the target or objective, or what will be enough growth for rebuilding is the number one issue that we were looking at. And the second theme of this report is, okay, geographically, U.S. production is changing by geographic region is changing a great deal as well. So if we repopulate these beef cows to the level that we're suggesting, where might those cows be located were the two themes of this report.
So on that second theme first, you know, where do you see them coming? I mean, you know, obviously we finally have ended drought, at least for the time being, here in the Southern Plains. I'm sure that had something to do with some of the calculations that you made.
Absolutely, it did. We were not only looking at, where do we have the capabilities to expand, but where do we not have the capabilities to expand, and what will be the ramifications for that? And certainly, if you divide the country up into geographic regions, the whole West Coast area, not only with the drought constraints and the problems there, but if you take BLM land management issues and the difficulties there, it's probably going to cap growth in that West Coast region. The other area that we really took close scrutiny with was the whole Southeast complex. We looked at the escalating population growth along certainly the coastal states, the changing social norms and expectations. So we kind of eliminated the Southeast, the West Coast, curb the growth rate in the Southeast complex, and so then that left us with, okay, where do we have the potential to expand? Certainly with the recovery in the weather that we've had in the Central Plains, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, we're looking in Kansas, we're looking for a big share of that natural growth and early growth to occur in those central cow-calf states. From there, with the changing dynamics of the Corn Belt, if you look at the expectations of relatively high grain stocks and limited profit potential for row crop farming, we think we'll see a larger share of cow numbers migrate to the Corn Belt under some kind of confined or semi-confined production model. So basically, the center of the U.S., from Texas to North Dakota, and then swing around and include the Corn Belt states, is really where we're looking for the bulk of the growth.
You also alluded to the fact that you were kind of pondering this question of how many cows are really enough. And this is one of those struggles I know as well in talking to a lot of other economists. We probably don't need as many cows as we had at the peak here just a few years ago, right?
Well, I think that's a fair assumption. I will say that our target is, and again, we're looking out as far as 2020, and we're projecting to, and the objective of trying to rebuild the U.S. cow herd, something in the 33 to 34 million head level. That would put us in the scope of the beef cow inventory back in the 2007-2008 level. And part of what we were trying to evaluate with that is we think that will be a head count that will certainly provide the supplier network to our cattle feeding network as well as our beef processing sector.
For our cow-calf operators, you know, what's really the takeaway for with this increase, both as far as the geographic indications that you've got, plus the numbers? What do you see as far as that typical cow-calf operator of the future? Then,
what we're looking at is certainly the big incentive for repopulating cow numbers has been the $500 a head plus return for cow-calf operations last year and again this year. Now, in no way do we expect to see those kind of returns stay in place, but we still think that there's going to be a multi-year run here of very solid returns. So that's objective number one. The second would be, you know, as you know as well as I do, just how totally depressing the central states were through that 2011, 2012, and even 2013, where there were a lot of producers that wanted to rebuild or repopulate and just simply didn't have the cooperation from Mother Nature to make that happen. And I think the combination of the economic returns we're seeing, and the evidence of much improved weather, those are the two items that go hand in hand to give that green light longer term.
Don Close with Rabobank talking about a new report that they've just released regarding rebuilding the U.S. mama cow herd. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.